Success factors for filing. I strongly suggest that you maintain your own personal at-hand filing system. It should take you less than 1 minute to pick something up out of your in-basket or print it from email, decide it needs no action but has some potential future value, and finish storing it in a trusted system. If it takes you longer than a minute to complete that sequence of actions, you have a significant improvement opportunity since you probably won't file the document. You'll stack it or stuff it instead. Besides being fast, the system needs to be fun and easy, current and complete. Otherwise, you'll unconsciously resist emptying your in-basket because you know there's likely to be something in there that ought to get filed, and you won't even want to look at the papers. Take heart. I've seen people go from resisting to actually enjoying sorting through their stacks once their personal filing system is set up and humming. You must feel equally comfortable about filing a single piece of paper on a new topic, even a scribbled note, in its own file, as you would about filing a more formal, larger document. Because it requires so much work to make and organize files, people either don't keep them or have junked up cabinets and drawers full of all sorts of one-of-a-kind items, like a menu for the local takeout cafe or the current train schedule. Whatever you need to do to get your reference system to that quick and easy standard for everything it has to hold, do it. My system works wonderfully for me and for many others who try it, and I highly recommend that you consider incorporating all of the following guidelines to really make reference filing automatic. Keep your general reference files at hand's reach. Filing has to be instantaneous and easy. If you have to get up every time you have some ad hoc piece of paper you want to file, you'll tend to stack it instead of filing it. And you're also likely to just resist the whole in-basket process because you subconsciously know there's stuff in there that might need filing. Many people I have coached have redesigned their office space so they have 4 general reference file drawers literally in swivel distance instead of across their room. 1 Alpha System. I have 1 A to Z alphabetical filing system, not multiple systems. People have a tendency to want to use their files as a personal organization system, and therefore they attempt to organize them by projects or areas of focus. This magnifies geometrically the number of places something isn't when you forget where you filed it. One simple alpha system files everything by topic, project, person, or company, so it can be in only 3 or 4 places if you forget exactly where you put it. You can usually put at least 1 subset of topics on each label, like gardening-pots. And gardening-ideas. These could be filed under G. Currently, I have 4 file drawers for my general reference files, and each is clearly marked on the outside, A to E, F to L, and so forth, so I don't have to think about where something goes once it's labeled. Every once in a while, someone has such a huge amount of reference material on one topic or project that it should be put in its own discrete drawer or cabinet. But if it is less than half a file drawer's worth, I recommend including it in the single general alphabetical system.